Good morning, Dr. Shneur. Dictating a 12 lead EKG on patient Mary Waugh. On 3/18/25, Mrs. Waugh performed a 12 lead EKG, period. Patient's in a normal sinus rhythm with a first degree heart block. QRS complexes are otherwise normal. T waves normal. Period of paragraph compression. First degree heart block. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tim Godley, G-O-D-L-E-Y. This goes to Jennifer Cully, comma PA. On 3/18/25, Mr. Godley performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. Period. There was no significant airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. Period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/10/24, there's been slight deterioration. Period. Of paragraph compression, moderate restrictive lung disease with bad airways obstruction, showing mild deterioration. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Goshen. This goes to Goshen Medical. On 3/18/25, Mr. Goshen performed the 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 99%. Period. The patient walked 403 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%. Period. Of paragraph compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilators for angio and James DeCapua, DECAPUA. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/18/25, Mr. DeCapua performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with bad airways obstruction. Period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 9/6/23. There's been improvement, period. No paragraph compression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Ellis. On 3/18/25, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/12/24, there's been no change, period. No paragraph compression, mild restriction. With that, it was obstruction or bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Rogers. This goes to Deborah Adams-Wingate, W-I-N-G-A-T-E, FNP. On 3/18/25, Mrs. Rogers performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. With minimal airways obstruction, period, there was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/11/24, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Ahern. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 3/18/25, Mrs. Ahern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal with a mild degree of airways obstruction and no significant bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 10/15/24. There's no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, a very minimal airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Hannah Griffin, GRIFFEN. This goes to the Goshen Medical Center on 3/18/25. Mrs. Griffin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. With a severe degree of airway obstruction period. There was improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airway obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 1/28/25. There's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study period. The paragraph compression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some improvement period. Thank you.